Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
And our throwback year this week is 1980. And that is the year that Pac-Man came out.
Oh.
Did you play Pac-Man?
I have played Pac-Man.
I have played Pac-Man as well. Yeah. It's one of the few video games that I think I'm actually okay at.
Oh, well, there's...
I'm pretty terrible at most video
games. There's a lot to
games.
It. It's just...
No, I know. That's why I'm so... That's why I think I'm good at it. I'm okay.
Up, down,
I'm okay
left,
at
right.
it. Yeah, I know. The other, it's not complicated, which I like.
Right.
Anyway, so Pac-Man... was designed.
Where did you play Pac-Man, by the way?
I don't know.
They used to have those at like Pizza Hut.
Pizza. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But they don't have them at Pizza Hut. So where have you played Pac-Man? Do you know, or you just remember playing it somewhere?
The arcade? I don't know.
Okay.
No, they're like
your
around.
Days at the arcade?
I don't know. They're
you don't
around.
Seem like an arcade kind of person.
Probably at Spinner's, if I had to guess.
Oh, okay.
Spinner's had an arcade.
All right.
So.
I've got my answer.
Yep.
Go
or
on.
Other places. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyways. So, Pac-Man was designed by a guy named Toru Iwatani.
One more time.
Toru Iwatani.
Iwatani.
Yeah, okay. For a video game developer named Namco.
Namco.
Now, after acquiring the struggling Japanese division of Atari in 1974, Namco began producing its own video games in-house as opposed to simply licensing them from other developers and distributing them in Japan.
Mm.
So the Japanese video game industry had surged in popularity. However, Iwatani felt that arcade games only appealed to men for their crude graphics and violence, and that arcades in general were seen as seedy environments.
As a man, I do love crude graphics.
And seedy environments?
And that's where you will find me. When I'm not here, I will be in a seedy environment somewhere.
Environment, So for his next project, he chose to create a nonviolent, cheerful video game that appealed mostly to women, as he believed that attracting women and couples into arcades would potentially make them appear to be more family-friendly.
That's wonderful. That's a great idea, yeah.
So he began thinking of things that women like to do.
Oh, okay. This
and
will
so,
be,
of course,
this will
the
be
first
sexist.
Thing he
Whatever
of,
you're about to say
decided,
will be very sexist.
So he decided to center his game around eating.
Eating,
because women like to eat.
I nailed that.
He's not wrong.
He's not
wrong. We do like to eat.
Okay.
Basing this on women liking to eat desserts and other sweets.
Okay. I'm not saying anything about the kitchen.
Nope.
I'm not saying about shopping.
Please don't.
I'm not saying anything about sewing, mending clothes.
Darning socks. So the game that later became Pac-Man began development in early 1979. And it took a year and 5 months to complete, which was the longest ever for a video game up to that point.
Got to get it right.
Care was taken to make the game appeal to a nonviolent audience, particularly women, with its usage of simple gameplay and cute, attractive character designs.
Simple. Yeah. Don't be too complicated for the ladies.
Nope, absolutely not.
Keep it simple.
So as he continued to develop the idea of a game which involved eating, he added the concept of a maze and then came up with the power pellet. A special item that allowed Pac-Man to eat his enemies.
Ah, yes. Something else women like to do.
Yes.
Am I right?
He later revealed that the power-up idea was inspired by Popeye, who often defeated his arch enemy, Bluto, after eating a can of spinach.
Well,
that's where he got that idea from.
It's a loose connection, but...
The four ghosts were made to be cute, colorful, and appealing, utilizing bright pastel colors and expressive blue eyes. I don't know that I really call their eyes expressive.
Are they captivating?
He was also inspired by the TV series Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Oh.
For his little ghosts
Ghost.
And the idea for the fruit bonuses was based on graphics displayed on slot machines.
Which, do women like slot machines too?
Well, I don't know.
Some do.
They do like eating, and it's fruit.
It's
so
fruit.
It
Ladies
kind
like
of a,
fruit. Yeah,
yes.
Right. You're right.
So Pac-Man was released in Japan in July of 1980 in North America in October that year. Upon release in 1980, it was earning about $8.1 million per week in the United States.
Wow.
Within a year, more than 100,000 arcade units had been sold, which grossed more than $1 billion in quarters.
Wow.
Who had to roll all those quarters? You know, like that's
They're
a
regretting that.
Yeah, right.
Too successful.
By 1982, it was estimated to have had 30 million active players across the United States.
Wow.
All women, I assume.
Yeah, I assume.
Yeah, because of the eating.
They're pretty ghosts.
Pac-Man was a widespread critical and commercial success, leading to several sequels, merchandise, and to television series.
Oh, television series,
yes.
Really? Okay.
But despite the incredible success and legacy of Pac-Man, Iwatani, the guy that designed the whole thing.
What happened?
He did not get rich off of it.
No.
He never even received any kind of bonus or change of salary.
Not a roll of quarters, nothing.
Nothing.
That's terrible.
It's crazy.
Poor guy.
Yeah. So a perfect score on the original Pac-Man arcade game is 3,333,360 points.
Oh, all right. Interesting.
Which is achieved when the player obtains the maximum score on the first 255 levels by eating every dot, energizer, fruit, and blue ghost without losing a man, then uses all six men to obtain the maximum possible number of points on the 256th level.
How long would you have to be at Pizza Hut to get that far?
A very long time.
All night long.
The first person to achieve a publicly witnessed and verified perfect score was a guy named Billy Mitchell, who performed the feat in 1999. But the world record for the fastest completion of a perfect score is
currently... Tell me it's a woman.
It's not. It isn't, right?
Come on.
Crazy, right? But yeah, the fastest perfect score is currently a time of 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 49 seconds.
Yeah, okay. That's a lot of concentration
that
I do not have.
Me neither.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with the Pac-Man, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play the classic Pac-Man Fever.
Oh, I hear it.
By Buckner and Garcia.
All the ladies will love this, too.
Definitely.
You know? All right. Thank you, Sarah. Legends 102.7. It's Buckner and Garcia. And it's Pac-Man Fever. Sarah Dearmondis, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about Pac-Man, because it came out in 1980, and that was our Throwback Thursday year today.
Sure is. All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay, Pac-Man was designed to appeal to women.
Upon its release, Pac-Man grossed $8.1 million a week in the U.S.
And despite its success, Pac-Man's creator did not get rich from it.
Oh, come on.
I know.
Come on, did he get a version of the game to put in his basement at home, perhaps?
I mean,
I
hope so.
I do, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, well, he put a lot of thought into it. He targeted the ladies.
Do you think he's married? I mean, he knows so much about women.
He went home and he's like, you know what I designed? And she's like, no, we're not married anymore.
Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about Pac-Man, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. Right. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
His wife may have been a good eater. Maybe that's what.
Maybe. That was the real inspiration. I was like, well, my wife likes to eat. So. So all
so
ladies
must
like
right,
to eat. So I know I'll make a game about eating.
Eating dots. All right.
Yeah.
Will you be back tomorrow, please?
I will.
I can't imagine what we're going to do tomorrow, but it'll be great, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.
Ed Smith will be along with traffic in just a moment. We'll get that forecast from meteorologist Josh Nichols. Looking ahead to Saturday for our Day of Hope. Weather's looking pretty good. Mild, at least.
Mild, yeah.
Mild, yeah. Josh will update the forecast for us in just a moment on Legends 102.7.
By the way.